Well, we're grateful that you're here today, and we continue as we started the overview of the New Testament, beginning of the year. And wow, the time flies when you're having fun. So we covered all the books of the New Testament, just a brief overview. But then when we got to the book of Revelation, I thought it was very important that we take a look at the book of Revelation in its entirety and do verse by verse, chapter by chapter. One of the blessings about doing the book of Revelation is this, and I like to always start out each week when we're doing an overview. This is the revelation from Jesus Christ, chapter 1, verse 1, which God gave him according to the events that will happen soon. An angel was sent to God's servant John so that John could share the revelation with God's other servants. John faithfully reported the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ in everything he saw. Here is the blessing. God blesses the one who reads this prophecy to the church, and he blesses all who listen to it and obey what it says, for the time is near when these things will happen. You see, that's the blessed hope that we have when we look at all the turmoil in the world. You'll be able to look at the book of Revelation and be able to know that all things have to take place. But the end of the age is not yet, so hang on to the blessed hope. We look at chapter 5 today in the overview of the book of Revelation in chapter 5. And this subtitle in chapter 5 is this. It's about the Lamb who opens the scroll. New Living Translation says this, chapter 5, starting at verse 1. And I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who was sitting on the throne. There was writing on the inside and the outside of the scroll, and it was sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel who shouted with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals on this scroll and unroll it?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll and read it. Then I wept. No one could be found who was worthy to open the scroll and read it. But one of the 24 elders said to me, "Oh, stop weeping. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the heir to David's throne. He conquered. He is worthy to open the scroll and break its seven seals." I looked and I saw the Lamb that had been killed, but was now standing between the throne and the four living beings and among the 24 elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God that are sent out into every part of the earth. He stepped forward, took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was sitting on the throne. And as he took the scroll, the four living beings and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they held gold bowls filled with incense and the prayers of God's people. And then they sang a new song with this word, "You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seal and open it, for you were killed, and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have caused them to be God's kingdom and his priests, and they will reign on the earth." And then I looked, and I heard the singing of thousands and millions of angels around the throne and the living being and the elders. And they sang a mighty chorus. "The Lamb is worthy, the Lamb who was killed. He is worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, they also sang, "Blessings and honor and glory and power belong to the one who is sitting on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." And to conclude the chapter, verse 14, and the four living beings said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped God and the Lamb. You know, as we looked at chapter 4 last week, and now we look at chapter 5, there's two chapters, 4 and 5, we were given a dramatic scene that occurs in the throne room of God. And as these scenes unfold, the elders and the living creatures are worshiping him. And in these two chapters, we see two different roles of God that motivate worship. Worship is the key. We were created to worship God. Yet in these two chapters, we see two different roles of God that motivate worship. In chapter 4, verse 11, his role as creator prompts the worship as the people say, "For you, O Lord, all things were created, and by your will they were created." And then in chapter 5, verse 9, the Lamb declared worthy because he's our Savior who was slain, and with his blood he had purchased for God's persons from every tribe and language. As creator and Savior of the world, God is worthy of all praise. Cities are being challenged our day and time. In any city that's inhabited by human beings, however, Tallahassee is not without its problems, that's for sure. Change can bring challenges. You see, cultures sometimes clash. Boy, we're seeing that now, amen? And that is the one reason that no city built by human hands can compare to the wonder of our eternal home. You see, when the Apostle John was transported into the presence of God, diversity was one of the elements of heavenly worship. As the redeemed sang, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain with your blood. You purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth." Hallelujah. Just imagine heaven. And everybody likes parades. I like parades. But just imagine heaven. A parade for every people group in the world, celebrating the wonders of being children of the living God together. As believers in Christ, may we celebrate that diversity today. That's the kind of diversity we should have. You know, and one of the best things about the church being so diverse, not so much with all the stuff. Well, we want to do. It's being diverse, welcoming all races, all people into the grace of God and celebrating that diversity. Because you know what? We're all unique. There's none two of us made the same. We're all unique and different. Different diverse thoughts, different diverse ideas, different ways of worship. But when we can come under the lordship of Christ, that is true diversity. So just think about what we can do to make that kind of diversity challenging and to encourage people to come. Well, Father, we thank and praise you, Lord. We thank you for all things, Lord. But we also thank you that no people group is excluded from your great love. Teach us to truly love one another, Lord, as you have so generously loved us, that we could be called the children of God. Amen. Hope and pray you're having a good day.